KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's partly cloudy and 64 degrees here in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a chance of late afternoon showers and thunderstorms, a high of 81. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. A standoff between law enforcement and a man who threatened to shoot officers and himself ended late last night in Oakland with the man dead. According to multiple media reports, Pottawatomie County Sheriff's deputies responded to a home on Gates Street in Oakland at around 7:45 p.m. The area was blocked off after a shot was fired from a home toward a deputy. The round reportedly struck a deputy's cruiser in the bumper. Another shot was fired soon afterward. Authorities tried to make contact with the subject, but after not hearing from him for several hours, sent in a robotic search device, which returned images that revealed the man was dead on the kitchen floor from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. No other injuries were reported. The man's name has not yet been released, and investigators were on the scene through early this morning. Police in Council Bluffs responded early this morning to a report of a person lying on the street in the 3600 block of 2nd Avenue. Upon arrival at around 1 a.m., officers located and identified the person as 26-year-old Mark Lear Jr. Lear was taken to Creighton University Hospital by a rescue squad for treatment of what initially appeared to be serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Authorities are continuing to investigate the incident. Anyone having information about that incident is encouraged to contact the Criminal Investigation Division in Council Bluffs at 712-328-4728 or Crime Stoppers at 328-7867. A 29-year-old Council Bluffs woman has been given 2 years probation in connection with a fatal hit-and-run accident. Stephanie Keneally was sentenced Monday. She pleaded guilty to leaving the scene of a fatality accident. The judge also granted her a deferred judgment. Under a deferred judgment, the conviction can be wiped from Keneally's record if she successfully completes the terms of her probation. Authorities say 54-year-old David Ryder was on a bicycle in the same direction as Keneally's sport utility vehicle when she hit the bicyclist during a downpour of rain on September 8th of last year. Ryder was declared dead at the scene. Authorities say Keneally left the scene but then returned an hour later. Adair County Auditor Mindy Schaefer Tuesday night released the unofficial results of a special election that was held for the city of Fontenelle to fill two vacancy seats, 4-year terms each, on the Fontenelle City Council. The winners include Jade Zimmerlein with 72 votes and Brody Warrior with 58 votes. The results will become official when the votes are canvassed by the Adair County Board of Supervisors. Other candidates receiving votes last night include Laura Fritz, who got 38, and Cassie Warner, 47. There were a total of 111 votes cast out of a possible 467 registered voters, or 23.77%. The City of Atlantic's Community Protection Committee on Tuesday evening voted to recommend the Atlantic City Council order a resident who is keeping a pot-bellied pig on their rental property to remove the animal as required by city code. The decision came in a brief meeting during which a neighbor complained about the smell and a terrible problem with flies attracted by the animal. Rebecca Sponsler, who lives next door to the property in the 800 block of Chestnut Street, told the committee the animal doesn't look like a pot-bellied pig. Instead, she said it looks like a farm pig.
I have a huge fly problem. I'm filling one of these fly catchers every week. It is a sporting event at my house to kill flies. We are killing hundreds a day. When it's a hot day and the wind is in the right direction, the smell is horrible. I have a beautiful patio, and I've spent a lot of money fixing that up so that I can live outside from April through October, and the problems with that property have really affected my pleasure.
Sponsor said that porcine neighbor has to go.
I have nothing against those people that own the pig. I have nothing against the pig. It's been about 3 or 4 weeks ago, it got tangled up in its tie, and it was squealing, and I was outside staining some boards, and it upset me so much. I thought it was dying. I thought they were hurting it or something was happening to it. It's God's creature. I don't want anything bad to happen to it. I just don't want it next door to me anymore.
She said she can't sell her house because prospective buyers are turned off by the smell and appearance of the adjacent property. Atlantic Animal Control Officer Chris Erickson said they've received other complaints about the animal and the property itself. CPC member Chris Jimerson said the committee will follow the ordinance as written and make their recommendation to the city council during their next meeting.
This person could approach the council for permission, and we'll probably go from there if they do.
Okay.
But they'll be told to get rid of the pig.
City code said it is unlawful for a person to keep livestock within the city except by written consent of the council or except in compliance with the city's zoning ordinances. Livestock is defined in the city code as an animal belonging to the bovine, caprine, equine, ovine, or porcine species, among others, as defined in the Code of Iowa. The owner of the pig did not appear at Tuesday evening's meeting at City Hall to offer comment about the animal or address the neighbor's concerns. In the funeral announcements, Susan Smith, age 68, of Adel, died Friday in Johnston. A memorial service for Susan Smith will be today at 10 o'clock at the Dexter United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home's Stewart Chapel has the arrangements. Clifford Lee Fusselman, age 65, and his sister, 63-year-old Deborah Sue Fusselman of Council Bluffs, died August 18th at the Golden Living Center in Omaha and CHI Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs, respectively. Funeral services for Clifford and Deborah Fusselman will be held on Thursday at 10 a.m. at the Maher Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. Lois Elizabeth Bett Payne, age 89, of Exira, died June 30th at the Exira Care Center. A celebration of life memorial service for Lois Payne will be tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Holy Trinity Catholic Church in Exira. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has arrangements. Nina Walters, age 94, of Anita, died Saturday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Nina Walters will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Pine Grove United Methodist Church north of Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Robert L. Simpson, age 81, of Exira, died Saturday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Robert Simpson will be on Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Harold Harry Nolan, age 86, of Harlan, died Friday. A mass of Christian burial for Harry Nolan will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Stanley Hoy, age 89, who is formerly of Griswold, died August the 6th in Texas. Celebration of life services for Stanley Hoy will be Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Evangelical Free Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. James Polson, age 59, of Atlantic, died Friday. Memorial services for James Polson will be Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. Errol Lee Perdue, age 92, of Griswold, died Tuesday at the Griswold Care Center. Cremation has taken place. A memorial service for Errol Perdue will be held at a later date. The Dune Funeral Home of Griswold is in charge of the arrangements. And Dan Corcoran, age 58, of Greenfield, died Monday at the Cavanaugh House in Des Moines. Funeral services for Dan Corcoran are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Our news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues.